Hallelujah. Thank you, Pastor Papi, for the message this morning, for the word of God. We thank you. God is always speaking and encouraging through his prophets and through his servants. And every time God speaks, we must always abide by the word of God. Amen. God spoke to prophets in Israel and said, one thing and one thing only, there is no other God but me. Bring the people before me and worship me alone. Hallelujah. And that message hasn't stopped. And it is still going to this day. I'm thankful for men of God that are working with me and with you and fellowshipping and working with us to be able to move the word of God into the hearts of the people. Hallelujah. By the power of the Holy Spirit. Lord, we thank you for your wonderful blessing. Thank you, Lord, for your word. Thank you that we are gathered here today just to, Lord, remember and celebrate, Father, the purpose of God and the will of why you sent your Son, Jesus, to die on the cross for us. Lord, we remember and we celebrate today, and we give you thanks, give you praise, we give you honor, give you glory. In Jesus' wonderful name we pray. Everybody said, amen. Hallelujah. Merry Christmas, everybody. I feel like a Christmas tree right here. I thought that this one's not going to be a live stream, but it's live stream, amen? So I've been put out in the open right now. But that's fine. Hallelujah. Everyone okay? Sort of. Well, you need some good prayer. Hallelujah. Everybody should be really good today. You know why? Because it's Christmas. Hallelujah. Now, we don't celebrate the day. Celebrate the purpose of God. Amen? Because it's easy to change the day, bring tradition in. We are people that understand the purpose. When you understand the purpose of Christmas, you will never worry about the day. Always worry about, you will always understand the purpose of why we celebrate Christmas. Hallelujah. We don't know the day Jesus was born. We know the purpose of why he was born. And that's the reason why I want to talk about Christmas. That's really what Christmas is all about. Christmas is not about the day. It's about the purpose of our Lord Jesus Christ. Why he was born. Hallelujah. You can never change the purpose of God. You can never change the will of God. You can always change purpose and bring tradition in to water down what Christmas truly means. My children do not know about Santa Claus. I made sure they don't know about Santa Claus. I bring the truth of God into their lives. Hallelujah. My children never believes in all these things that happen in Christmas. They believe in Jesus Christ. Alone and alone, that he is the Savior. He is the purpose of Christmas. Hallelujah. We don't celebrate Santa Claus. We don't celebrate all this other stuff that the world is doing. You need to understand this morning. Hallelujah. Shifting 2020, it must shift today. As we come to celebrate the closing of the shift, which God has been shifting things in our mindset, transforming our mindset by the Word of God. The Word of God's continuously cleaning us every day when we listen to it, when we receive the Word of God. Hallelujah. Today I want to talk about Christmas in a nutshell, really. Amen? And it's from the purpose. If you truly want to understand Christmas, you got to go back to Genesis. Understand why Savior had to be born. Why God had to come himself to sort out our problem. Hallelujah. No man can solve man's problem except God himself. The Creator God, the God that created us, gave us a manual to abide by, which is what we do as human beings. We cannot sort ourselves out except by the power of the Holy Spirit. Genesis chapter 1, verse 26 says, "Then God said, let us make man in our own image, according to our own likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth." Nothing should be worshipped except God himself. And he said, you can have dominion over all these things. Because if we don't have dominion over all this stuff, we'll be worshipping all those things. Hallelujah. And that's where Israel went wrong. Israel had so many idols in the history. God kept sending prophets to bring them back to the place where they should be. Hallelujah. We, the people, especially in this church, we must not bring tradition into water down the true meaning of Christmas. Hallelujah. Giving gifts should never be just in your life, should be a blessing to others every day. Hallelujah. Your prayer should be, God, let me be an answer to somebody's prayer today. That's your prayer. God, let me be a blessing to somebody's life today. Every day, every season, not just in Christmas, every day, you should be a blessing to someone. We don't wait and celebrate Christmas like the world do. We celebrate Christmas every day. Why? Because Christmas lives inside. Christ lives inside of us. Christmas is supposed to be your lifestyle. Hallelujah. Your giving, your loving, your honor, your integrity. That's all into one. Hallelujah. God is talking, and when he said that he had held himself responsible for his word, Isaiah says in chapter 6, verse 3 says, holy, 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 the Lord is holy. That means faithful. The Lord is faithful. He has no ulterior motives. He doesn't want you to have ulterior motives. What people see you is what they say is you. Hallelujah. You don't act to be somebody else and try to be somebody else when people are not watching. God says, let them have dominion. We are supposed to have dominion over all these things. And because we messed up, God himself had to come and sort out the problem. But let me just give you the message of Christmas. The devil knows why, because he used to live with God. So he knows that when God says something, you must understand your God. Please understand the God that you worship. When you understand God that you worship, then your life will transform so powerfully. Hallelujah. I said to the music team, I said, my life as Ben Hakelitz changed 3 years ago. It's not the same band that you know 3 years ago. Before that, those 3 years, I was never the same. So the shifting of your heart and your life must happen. We must understand God. Understand that God is one with his word. You must understand the principles that you learn from this book. That whatever it says, it means what it says. So what last Sunday I said, the word of God is already what? Yes. All you and I have to do is say amen to it. It's so powerful, it applies to all our everyday life. So devil knows that the God himself will never go back on his word. Therefore, whatever God says, it becomes law, it becomes power, it becomes a precept that he himself abides by it first before you and I do. God, as to himself, obey his own word. Hello, somebody. You can understand that. God obeys his own word. And so when he does, then he expects all of us to do the same. That's why when Adam and Eve sinned, he could not come down on the very day and fix the problem. People used to say to me, why didn't God just sort out the problem right there and then? Let me tell you something. When God says you have dominion over the earth, that means he put himself out of the picture and you become the dominator of the earth. And on that little principle alone, he cannot break it. Oh, hallelujah. When you understand your God, then all these principles in this book starts to apply in your life, and it works. Guaranteed that it will work when you align it properly. And Lucifer knows that. So Lucifer goes to the woman, talks to the woman, decides that he can become, she can become like God, created all these lies that they both believe, and then sin entered the earth, or the world that God created. And listen to me, the Holy Spirit could not live and dwell in an unholy condition, impure condition. God's word hasn't been kept anymore in Adam and Eve, and God had to remove them. Understand Christmas, my friends. When you understand that, you will never worship Santa Claus. You will never fit into the things of the world. I always say this, if tradition doesn't bring you truth, get rid of tradition. If the tradition that you live in and do doesn't bring you the truth of the word of God and the purpose of the will of God, get rid of it, because it will blind you. And so that's so important for us. That's why I tell my children, there is no such thing as a Santa Claus. I bought you the present. Hallelujah. I worked hard for it and I bought you that present. Amen. You go and do the same to those who are with you. There's no floating fairies and fat man with the beard and a red suit floating around in a cart with the reindeers pulling him all over the place that bought you this present. I did. I worked hard for it, and I bought you that present. Hallelujah. And you know who blessed me? God bless me with the job. God bless me with this money. That's why I'm blessing you with these gifts. That's the story of Christmas, my friends. Get rid of tradition. Let me just read to you the first declaration of Christmas. And it's found in section Genesis, subsection 3, article 15 in our Constitution. And I will put enmity between you and the woman and between your seed and her seed. Somebody say amen. He shall bruise your head and you shall bruise his heel. That's the declaration of Christmas, my friends. Hallelujah. We worship a victorious God, a God that was born, died and raised again, seated on the right hand side of the Father. Hallelujah. On the cross we worship him. We don't worship babies anymore. We don't just look at the cross and worship the cross. We worship the King of the cross. Hallelujah. That cross was the means to an end to bring you into the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. The grace that he gave us was the grace that brought you into the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. And now we worship him and him alone, the soon coming King. Hallelujah. That's the declaration of Christmas. In other words, God says to Lucifer, you win. Yes, you think you win now? Yes, but you know when I said that they have dominion, I abide by my own word. See, Lucifer knows that. Devil knows that God will not do anything on the day of sin because he already gave dominion to man. You got to understand that. That's why God will never break his word, his own word, he will never break. And if he does that, then you and I are safe. We can believe this Bible. Hallelujah. We can stand on his word because he himself believed his word and abide by his own word. That's the God that you and I serve. Hallelujah. But the woman that you bring sin into this world, the same woman is going to provide me, God says, with a physical body that will bring me to this earth legally. Hallelujah. And I will crush your head legally. Hallelujah. And I'm going to take back the authority that you stole from me legally. Hallelujah. Everything God did was legal according to his own word and his own principles. He didn't come illegally and broke his own word and come down. If he did, see, the devil knew that the day God broke his own word, you and I will never believe his word ever again. Hallelujah. That's why integrity in this church is so important. When we serve God to glorify him and to bring glory to him and to reveal his glory to others who are around us. Men follow after truth when they see truth. And truth has to be brought into the system, and the place that we live in is so full of tradition. Hallelujah. When I understand the God that I serve, it changed my mindset altogether. And God says, I'm going to be physically inside a body. Hallelujah. I'm going to come down and I'm going to sort out the problem that you caused. That's the God that you and I serve. And that's the true meaning of Christmas. And I'm going to use the legal state to crush your head legally and take back the power you stole from them legally and give it back to them. You have the authority when God was born. When he was born, the authority he took back on that cross and gave it to you. You are sitting here right now, the dominator of this planet. You took back the authority to take over what Adam lost. Hallelujah. And the new Adam, the second Adam, brought that to you. I will give back the authority over the earth and which you stole from them. My authority in heaven, God never lost his authority, but your authority on earth you lost through the lies of the devil. And he came on Christmas Day to sort out that problem once and for all. That is why when Jesus rose from the dead, he said, all authority has been given to me, what? In heaven and on earth. Hallelujah. Then he says in Luke chapter 10, verse 19, behold, I give you the authority to what? To trample on serpents and scorpions and all power. Hallelujah. All power of enemy. And nothing shall by means hurt you. Do you believe that, my friends? Then say amen to that. Because that word, God believed and said it, and he says, now say amen to that word. Hallelujah. The authority is on you, my friends. That is the true meaning of Christmas. Hallelujah. Christmas is powerful. You've got to understand. He didn't have the authority because he gave it to man and God his spirit. And he didn't have a body to break the sort of problem. And then he had to do it legally, come down himself in a body and have a physical body on earth where he can operate and destroy the work of the enemy. Hallelujah. People always say, well, why didn't God, if God is sovereign, why didn't he just intervene on that garden? You've got to go back and see what God says. Have dominion over the earth. You, man, have dominion over the earth. I am in heaven. My throne is in heaven. Earth is my footstool. But you have authority over the earth. You speak it. And when he stood there and watched the world go to sin, broke his heart. But he said to the devil, hallelujah, and I gave you the declaration already. He says, the same woman that you use brings sin into the world, that same woman is going to provide for me, hallelujah, a saucepan that I'm going to live inside, an earthly vessel that I'm going to come down and live legally and have the authority of a human being on this earth to destroy your work. Hallelujah. God's holiness caused Christmas. Somebody say amen. God's holiness caused Christmas. His integrity made it necessary for a virgin to have a child. He needed a body, and he couldn't be born of a man. Somebody say amen to that. He needed a body that he couldn't be born in sin. So he had to what? Create the body himself. Nothing on the planet Earth had a body for him to come and live in except everyone with sin. He had to create the body for himself to come himself and live inside a clean, holy, but righteous vessel. So that the blood that is shed on that cross is powerful and clean and to be able to clean you and I. Hallelujah. He needed a body that it could not be from a husband of Mary Joseph. It had to be from the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. So he made a promise to Satan. He said, Satan, this woman is going to fix you up real good. Why? Because she's going to bring me a vessel. Hallelujah. Oh, you got to celebrate your God this morning. Celebrate Christmas this morning to know that there's a power inside that little baby that was born. Hallelujah. There was a lot of Joseph in Jerusalem or in Bethlehem at that day, but there was one Joseph. There's one Jesus, sorry. There's a lot of Yesus and Joshuas, and they all have the same name, little Jesus running around, but there's one Jesus that carried Christ inside. Hallelujah. And that's the Jesus Christ that you and I worshiped today. Listen to the words he used about the woman in verse 15 of Genesis chapter 3. He says, and I will put what? Enmity between you and the woman, and between your seed and her seed. And he shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel. What I promise, this is Christmas. God promised Lucifer, this woman is going to destroy and become your greatest nightmare. And all the mama said, oh, come on, shout loud and worship God this morning. Give him a word of prayer and a praise this morning. All the mothers say, yeah, you are created totally different from every human being. A mother's body. God knew how it was going to come down. And he created women for himself. Hallelujah. Women, you are created for God. You brought God into this earth. Hallelujah. You made it possible. Hallelujah. Mary represents all the women sitting here today. You should thank God that God made you the way you are today. The word enmity does not mean enemy. It means this problem will never be solved with you and me. It is a irreconcilable problem. There's no forgiveness in that one. I will not forgive you, Lucifer. There's no peace. I'm going to fight you to the end. That's what word enmity means. It means irreconcilable hostility. No reconciliation. Hallelujah. That's your God fighting for you. When your God fights the devil, there is no reconciliation with the devil. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, friends, this is the reason why we celebrate Christmas today. Why God became a man? Because he had to keep his word. He would come into this planet legally. According to his word, legally, hallelujah. Do things according to his word. Thank God that his word is so powerful and we can stand on it and agree to it. Galatians chapter 4 verse 47 says, but when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his son, born of a woman, hallelujah. Isaiah chapter 7 verse 14, therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, The virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. Hallelujah. You know what Emmanuel means? Isaiah saw it and he says, hallelujah, you're not going to believe the report. I'm going to tell you, there is a virgin with a child, hallelujah, and his name is Emmanuel. M means in, man means mankind, and El, hallelujah, means Elohim, Emmanuel. God himself living inside a man. Hallelujah. God became flesh. The word became flesh and dwell on earth, hallelujah. John saw it and he interpreted it that way. Isaiah said, you would not believe. God just came down and he's living inside an earthen vessel like you and I. Mary brought a Christ. Jesus, God brought Christ. Hallelujah. Isaiah saw God inside a man, a human body, cannot understand it, and he just proclaimed it. Hallelujah. Luke chapter 1, verse 28. The angel came to her and said, you are honored very much. You are a favored woman. The Lord is with you. You are chosen for among many women. Hallelujah. I said to you last Sunday about Mary's reply, do unto me according to your word. Hallelujah. Your word will abort what God has birthed inside of you. Whatever vision inside of you relies and depends heavily on your word. That's why Zechariah had to be silenced until John was born, so that it doesn't destroy John's purpose in life to prepare the way for the Messiah. Look at the principle and the word of God and how God arranges things and shifts things around so that things can work for you and I. All things work together for those who are in Christ. Everything, including your problem. Your problem today, God uses that to sort out everything. Your problem can become somebody's blessing. Hallelujah. And he's a miracle. And I said it before, and I like this. I keep bringing this message to Christmas because it's the only message I will speak on Christmas. That's the truth of Christmas. The mother's body, the womb that God created, the blood doesn't mix with the baby's blood. Can you understand God? Can you imagine your God? A mother's blood will never contaminate or mix with the baby's blood. God already created a womb for himself. He knew that that's the way he's going to come in and sort out the problem. And he already created woman, hallelujah, to become that. And the blood never mixes. The blood that cleansed you was never contaminated. The blood that washed you was never contaminated. It was pure Elohim, hallelujah, blood. That amazing power that came from that one blood cleansed you and I, restored you and I, hallelujah. It's got that Elohim chromosome in it. Hallelujah. That nothing else has that blood except Christ Jesus. And you know what? That blood is in your veins right now. You have that blood by the power of the Spirit of God. If God can put that same blood inside of you and make you become family of God, that blood is running inside of you. That blood is going to clean every cancer, every cell, blood vents, blood cell. That blood is going to restore every sickness. That blood is a powerful blood. Hallelujah. Whatever you have today, say, God, you've given me a new blood. It's the Elohim chromosome, DNA, that belongs to you. That's the miracle of Christmas. The blood of Jesus, the combination of Elohim and Adonai, hallelujah, mixed together, powerful inside of you. It changes everything. Verse 30, and the angel said to Mary, do not be afraid. You have found favor with God. See, you are to become a mother and have a son. You are to give him the name, everybody, Jesus. Oh, you don't believe it. Jesus. You got to shout that name, hallelujah. There's power in that name. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6 says, for unto us a child is born, and unto us a son is given. Mary provided the child. God provided the son, hallelujah. Mary provided Jesus. God provided Christ. That's why we call him Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Hallelujah. That's the miracle of Christmas. So go home. Get your Christmas tree out. Get Santa out of your house. Kick him out. Out. No more Santa in this family. Get out. And stay out. Tradition will destroy your life and destroy generations to come. Kick him out and bring the Elohim, hallelujah, inside your house. Worship him and him alone and not tradition. Jesus, that's why Jesus is called the body of Christ. Jesus is the body of Christ. And you are the body of Christ. Why? You carry him inside of you. Hallelujah. That's the meaning of Christmas. Friends, what you need to understand this Christmas, God had to become a man to die to redeem you. Redeem all of us from our sins. Take the sting of death and AIDS out of it. Spirits cannot die. That's why God had to come, die for you. Because your spirit cannot die. Your spirit, listen to me, your spirit lives on. And that spirit belongs to God. I'm reading the book of Jeremiah at the moment. It's a powerful book. If you get time, study the book of Jeremiah. Jeremiah says, even before you and I were even a thought in your mother and your father, even before you were inside your mother's womb, God knew, he created you, created your spirit. That's why God had to come and restore everything back so that he can have that spirit back. That spirit belongs to God and he's jealous over that spirit. He fights to the nail for this spirit. Hallelujah. Your salvation is fighting for it. Don't take your salvation and your walk with God casually. Somebody died for it. God himself came and died for it. Born to come and die for it. Hallelujah. Lived 3.5 years in his ministry. Died 33 years old. Hallelujah. That's the power of Christmas. Thank God that he is a God of his word. Thank God that he had to become a man to die. Otherwise, we would all have to die and go to hell. All of us. Without the blood of Jesus. Without the resurrection power of Jesus Christ. You and I would never, never be like this today. And that is the message of Christmas. Every Christmas I preach the same message. I don't preach a nice story. I don't go and say, oh, and the stars came out and the wise men went over there and oh, there's a little manger. I don't tell stories. I bring principles of the Word of God and go back to Genesis, pick out the truth and bring it out to the people so that they kick Santa out of the house and have Jesus inside of the house. Come on, somebody. This is no time to be mucking around with tradition. Tradition has destroyed all of us. Religion has destroyed all of us. That's why there's no power in church, because we bring so much of the world into the church. But the power of God can operate and operate when we become people of principle and walk according to the Word of God and believe what He said. I don't tell nice stories about Christmas. When it comes to Christmas, I preach the same message. Same message you had last year, I preach it again, and I will preach it until Christ comes back home. I will never bring another message of Christmas. That's the truth about Christmas. And we will stand on that word and stand on this truth until Christ comes back. You will never hear me preach a nice story about Christmas. You will always get the principle. And you teach it to your children. Preach it to your home groups. Tell your friends. That's the truth of the Word of God. Nothing else. And you shall hear the truth, and the truth will what? Set you free. Hallelujah. I'm set free. I've released the Word of God to you this morning. Give the Lord a hand of praise this morning. Hallelujah. Let's stand. Let's just worship Him today before we close.
Emmanuel.
Believe that the word has been released to you. Receive the word of God this morning and just worship Him. Hallelujah.
His name is God.
Thank you, Lord, that this truth will never leave us. It will always be with us, Lord. When we sleep, when we get up, this word will be always on our lips, always in our hearts, Father. The belief and the faith and the hope that you've given us, oh God, that we will stand on the truth and let nothing destroy our lives except the truth of the word of God. Father, I pray this morning for your people. Thank you, Lord, that they're here to celebrate your birth, celebrate your victory, all in one. All one accord, Father. Everything in one. Father, I just thank you. We bring this day before you. Thank you, Lord, for your blessing upon each and every family here today. Lord, I just want to bring, Lord, and speak the prayer and the word of God over them this morning. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord lift up his countenance towards you and give you peace. Shalom, shalom, peace. Meaning of Christmas, nothing missing, nothing broken, everything restored, made whole, well, and complete in your body, in your health, in your relationship with your wife and your children, your marriage, your job, your health. Everything has been made whole, well, complete by the power of the blood of Jesus and the resurrected work of God and the reconciliation work of the Spirit, Father. We give you praise, we give you honor. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Give somebody a high five and a hug. Or a Christmas hug, Christmas five, Christmas. Thank you, music team.